Welcome to Heartspeak Podcast, episode 132, Motivation to Inspire.
Welcome to the Heartspeak Podcast, where valuable insights are shared that bypass the mind and resonate with the heart. Listen, open your heart, become inspired, find the joy and fulfillment that awaits when you follow your heart. And now, here's your host, Dr. Christine Page.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you? How are you doing? I hope that your life is flowing more sweetly as we move on in through the months. And we are building energy, I will say that, especially since we are in Aries at the moment. The sun is in Aries, and we have an Aries new moon coming up on April the 11th and 12th. So I decided I was going to talk a lot about motivation and generation and excitement, hence my facial expressions. And it's very interesting to see that we have a lot of energy around, as you probably have heard me say, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, now Aries, Taurus, Gemini. That's where all the energy has been grouped over the last few months and even years. And it's now starting to open out. And I thought that what I would do is to talk about the Aries energy, but I would also take some of the information that I wrote about in my Heart of the Great Mother book as a way of recognizing that as we move through the astrology signs, or as the sun moves through the astrology signs every year, it's almost like we're on a journey, on a hero's journey. And we're taking this journey together. And so Aries is, in astrological terms, often seen as the first sign, and it's recognized as springtime. So the beginning of Aries, March the 21st, the equinox here in the Northern Hemisphere, represents this new birth, this new growth. And now we have an Aries new moon coming up. It really is saying, okay, what have you been waiting to plant? And if you're like me, you have been planting. You've been out in your garden and thinking, what shall I plant this year? Well, that's me, because living in the desert as we are, and we've only been here 3 years, I'm having to learn what will survive the heat of our summer and the freezing of our winters. And I'm laughing because I haven't quite got it right. Sometimes the plants, poor things, they survive the summer and then disappear with the coldness and the freezing of the winter. So I have a new plan. And my new plan is to go and look into everybody else's gardens and see what survives. So this is a kind of one of my plans. But I will say I have a beautiful front garden, where I have these lovely small roses that are just really starting to come into blossom now. And I'm watching the blossoms of some of my other trees. So all is not lost. It's just I'm having to start again, maybe in my back garden, my backyard, where things haven't gone quite so well. So this idea of planting seeds comes out of what's going on. So on April the 9th, we have a square between Mars in Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. And we've had Neptune in Pisces there for a long time, and it will continue to be there till 2026 or 2025. And the key to Neptune in Pisces is this unlimited potential. It's why so many things have come out into virtual reality, holograms. These are the words you may be listening to, the idea of video games. All of this is how our imagination is being expanded. And when you've got it square to Mars in Gemini, Gemini is the communicator of that. But when it's square, it can give some tension. It might be, how do I communicate, or how do I not just talk about it and do something about it? So the good thing is, how do I share my insights, my inspirations? How do I share my dreams, put it on paper, speak it out, share it? Downside could be I just keep talking about it and it's all just a fantasy that never comes into reality. So this may be in your own mind at the moment. Certainly it is for me, not about the fantasy, but about how do I share something that's very big in my awareness, very big in my consciousness, and has been there for a long time? I've worked with holograms for many decades now. I've worked with virtual reality for many decades. Now it seems to be being seen so much more, especially in science. So I'm very excited. So my mind is, how do I create or use this information in my own format? And you'll be hearing more about that. And then after that, we go into the new moon, as I say, and that's in Aries. So Aries is about starting something new, as I'm sharing. So if we look at this from an astrological point of view, the very first stage of our hero's journey is Pisces. It's saying, what is in your imagination? What's in my imagination? And I always like to say, if you can't imagine it, you will never create it. So even though we talk about a collective unconscious and a collective consciousness, I can only resonate with those things that you could say are in my soul's path or my soul's frequency. That will resonate. So I might get because it's resonating with something deep inside me. Now, when I share that with someone else, they may not get they might go, oh, you're just talking about that, or they're not interested. And there are things that are just for us as a soul, through our own journey. And then I see things as a collective. Sometimes I hear people who I admire talking about the same subjects as I am talking about. And that really gives me, yes, there's something here to explore. I always enjoy that. But at this moment, we're really looking at what ideas, what's been floating around in our dreams. What have we been saying? Oh, I'll maybe do that. When? What intuitive insights have you been getting? I love hearing people tell me about synchronicities, about how animals are visiting them in their backyard, or how butterflies have landed on them, or how lights are going on and off, or maybe you're seeing 11:11 on the clock, or someone calls out of the blue and they say something to you, or you receive a message. You understand me? These are all these sort of synchronous events. But what bothers me, and I will say it bothers me, is when that person says, isn't that lovely? That happened. And that's it. That's the end. That's the end of the story. So magical things happen and nothing progresses from that. And what I want to encourage you, that if a spirit being, a light being, has taken all the effort to become a butterfly for you, or to turn up and say something in your ear during your dream, or maybe remind you of a smell that was very pertinent to your mother and it was a beautiful smell, if the spirits are taking so much effort to align to your awareness so that you may wake up and start doing something, please wake up and start doing something. Because it takes a lot of effort for these poor spirits to change their frequency and say, okay, let's go and meet Christine at this time in her dream, or let's go and appear as a hawk in your dream, or whatever it is. You can imagine that they go home, they go back to spirit world, and they go, well, and they go, no, she didn't notice. She was too busy watching television, or she was too busy doing something else. And they went, oh no, what are we going to do now? Or we get caught up in what we call spiritual glamour, which is, wow, aren't I amazing? These things happen to me. I see things, or I think things, and they appear, and all it is just glamour, and nothing else happens. So you can hear my excitement today, which is, if you've had intuitive insights, if you've had three knocks, or if some animal or spirit has appeared to you, please don't just put it aside. Express it, write it, draw it, do something with it, share it with someone, because this is the gift that the spirit world is bringing us. Now, the next step is Aries. So Aries here, new moon, 11th, 12th, April, sun is there in Aries, Mercury is there in Aries, Chiron's there in Aries, Eris is there in Aries. And we have this bumper bundle of energy about Aries. What is Aries? Aries is literally the I. It's the little child, I call it the little child in me, that says, I am going to go and do this. I, not in an ego way, but just that sense that a child develops when they're young, where they go from thinking they exist to everything to their individual self. They learn how to say I, or they learn to call themselves by name. So the Aries is about finding yourself or finding ourselves. And we find ourselves in that hero's journey by having that courage to recognize we are not the we are not our family, we are not our parents. And it's that part of that of our child's development, as you, those of you who had children or grandchildren, watching them suddenly find out, well, there's an I that is separate from the all. And that stage of I is what's unique about your I-ness, or what is it you are willing to risk? Because Aries is about being the adventurer, the risk taker. What is it that you want to adventure into? What excites you? What gives you passion? What makes you feel, wow, that would be fun to do that? Because that's Aries. It's not, if I may say, no disrespect to anybody who's Aries, it's not deep and thoughtful. It's like, wow, let's go and do that. And if you have Aries in your astrology chart, that's how you should be behaving. If it's your moon or your sun or your Mars, Saturn, whatever you've got, it's like, that could be fun. Let's go and do that. And if you've got Chiron there, and I know that, you know, there was an age I know that had Chiron in Aries, sometimes you might find, oh, I'd like to do that, but ooh, maybe I need someone else to help me to do that. I wonder if that's maybe you. You know, that sense of, what if it goes wrong? What if I have no money? What if it doesn't work? That's Chiron. Chiron is, I am wounded in my adventuresome. And I know some of you who have Chiron in Aries, I've been very adventurous. But you've often had to push against the mythology, the anxiety of your family, yes? That sort of where they say, oh, are you sure you're doing the right thing? Are you sure you're going to do this? So sometimes Chiron in Aries says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to push myself out of the earth. I'm going to send my little shoot out of the earth in defiance of my family's messages. Have you ever had that? What were your family messages? What were your family's sort of security blanket? Don't take a risk. What if you don't get money? Don't do anything. So if you had even just pushed yourself a little bit, like, well, nobody ever went to college and I did it, or nobody ever had their own job, I did it. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate what you've managed to do, because it's really hard to push against old patterns. And if you've achieved something different, then you have been motivated to be inspired and to inspire others just with your energy. So that's Aries. Aries is, have an adventure, go for it, take a risk. And you'll never regret it, because even if, as that a wonderful man said to me, even though I left my job and became self-employed, and after 3 years I was bankrupt, he said, when he went back to ask for his job back, everybody went, there you go, we could have told you that. And he said, yes, but at least I did it. And I want all of us to be able to say, I did it. Whatever the outcome, because that's, Aries isn't caught up in the outcome. It's caught up in what could be an adventure. And yes, I'll learn from that, but it's really about, well, I'll do it differently. Now let's have another adventure. Now Aries is there, and who is Aries? Aries takes 560 years to go from one sign to the next. So we've all got Aries in our chart. And this new moon is at 22 degrees Aries, which is not Aries. It's Aries is E-R-I-S. Aries is A-R-I-E-S. So Aries is there, close to this new moon. And Aries is said to be the counterpart, the sister of Mars. So Mars is the warrior, the get out, the passion. And Aries has that sort of same sort of passion. But her story, her mythology is somewhat that she's a disruptor of normality. So it's not just like, let's go to war. She, in the story that many of you may have heard, was the one, she has two kind of fates. One is she is the sister who is not invited to the christening of the children, you know, the black sheep of the family or the black witch. And so because she wasn't invited to the christening or the marriage, then she has a little bit of a chip on her shoulder and she comes in and causes disruption to what was a nice, happy little family. And the other story that's told is that she also felt that she was left out by Aphrodite and Athena, who were very, thought they were so very pretty. And so she comes in and starts to create disharmony between them. She says, who's the fairest of them all? So they start fighting each other. And it is said it's because of the fight between Athena and Aphrodite that we had the war, the Trojan Wars of Odysseus and Helen of Troy, etc. So I think that Aries is in all our charts, but at present time, she's sort of the disruptor in a sense of almost pitting ourselves against each other. Maybe that's the best way I can say that. And of course, that's happening big time, big, big time at the moment. So it's almost like Aries stands back and says, ha ha, I cause them to fight each other. And I think that for all of us, it's like, where am I fighting myself? Where am I at war with myself? Where am I at war with those who I'm really seeing as the enemy, when truthfully we're probably on the same side, or I don't really want to even be in that war. It's not for me. And so I think this is, Aries is really saying to us, what war am I fighting for that really isn't my war? Or where am I trying to change something that really isn't something I'm that bothered by? And I hope I'm really making sense here, because I've recognized, you know, my joy is looking at consciousness, looking at holograms, looking at the nature kingdoms, working with how do we expand our consciousness beyond our three-dimensional world? How do we expand our consciousness into understanding the real meaning of spirit? How do we understand ourselves in terms of that we are all connected, that we are, there is no separation? And so when I kind of delve down into something that is really fairly basic, and I know I can do that even in the podcast, I think, why am I there? That's really not my interest. It's there, but you know, it's not part of my story at this moment. And it's not just that I get distracted into these other things. This is the way I want to live. This is the way I live. I know I love being with the nature kingdom. So why am I losing myself in other things? So I'm telling you that because I'm wondering if there's parts of you that sometimes can get lost in, I don't know, somebody else's business or some drama. And it's like, why am I here? This isn't my drama. And I don't really care. So just really Aries in Aries is, I think, stepping beyond what we may get dragged back into some drama, some situation. And then we move into Taurus. And at the moment, Uranus is in Taurus, and it's going to be there for a few more years. And Uranus in Taurus, as I've spoken about, is new inventions in the way we eat, the way we have food, the way we use energy, with the way we look at our planet. And again, this really, I love this, because this is what I'm seeing, is instead of seeing the planet as separate, as I'll talk about in a future podcast, we are the planet. We are her dream. We are nature. And I think that's the extraordinary change we're going to see. Instead of seeing as how do we take care of the planet, it's more like, hang on a minute, how do we live as if we are the planet? How do we bring that in? And how do we eat the foods that actually nurture our planet? And then nurture ourselves at the same time. I'll speak about that in another podcast. But Taurus, just as a sign, and again, this has got nothing to do with whether you're a Taurian or have any planets in Taurus. It's a part of our own psyche. So here I am. I've had my Piscean dream. I've got my Aryan energy. And now I'm into Taurus, and it's like, what do I need to nurture my dream? Money. Maybe I need a setting if I'm going to start something new. If I'm going to write a book, I need to have a laptop or a computer. If I'm going to do artwork, I have to have art essentials, paints and everything. So what is it that will bring this alive? And I think that Taurus I love because it's about my stuff, you know, having everything around me that brings security. But the deepest issue of Taurus is I have gifts and talents, but I'm scared of sharing them. And this I am talking to those of you who might have Mars in Taurus, Saturn in Taurus, Moon in Taurus, Sun in Taurus. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. I meet so many wonderfully talented Taurians in various ways, as I'm describing, who keep making excuses as to why they haven't yet shared their gifts and talents, or keep saying, when I have enough information, when I have enough money, when I know enough, tell me what book I should read. How should I do it? And again, this may not be just because you have Taurus in your chart. Where are we holding ourselves back at our throat chakra with a fear of change, a fear of not being secure by saying, how will I do this? Yes, but how will I do this? Or it's all very well for you to talk, but you haven't heard my story. Let me tell you why this is never going to happen. Please, my dear, dear friends, where is your throat chakra getting in the way of your full motivation to inspire? The way I see it is like the idea comes down and we go, yes, it's a good idea, but not today. It goes back out again. So it comes down through our crown to our throat chakra and back out again, and we say we'll do it another time. This is not a time to hold back. And the Taurian energy that I talk about in my book, The Heart of the Great Mother, is about finding your mentors. Who are the people who you really are inspired by? Who are the mentors you've had in your life, especially in your younger life? They may have been teachers or next door neighbors or family members, but they often come in for a short time, give you that encouragement and leave. So who's been trying to give you that encouragement that, yes, you can do it, but we're making excuses and we're saying, well, it's okay for you, but I couldn't be that person. Who is it you admire? And what is it that they've been trying to encourage you to become? You know, maybe they've been talking about books and you're saying, well, that's fine for you, but it's not for me. Come on. You can hear my encouragement today. So what is Uranus unique about your Taurus? What is unique about your gifts and talents? Nobody has them. So when someone says to me, yes, but everybody else is doing that. No, they're not. Nobody is doing it like you. Nobody. Nobody. Okay, that's Taurus. Gemini. So at the moment we have Mars in Gemini. It's going to be going into Cancer. But Mars in Gemini is not only about communicating this idea, expressing it. But if you go back a few podcasts, we did an exercise where we looked at our spiritual and physical strengths. Please do go back. I don't know which number it was, but it's like taking on the energy of the twin energies that inspire you to do this, my spirituality and my physicality, my power that comes from beneath me, my power that comes from above me. But Gemini is also about, as I've mentioned, like a butterfly or a bee, it germinates. So that here I am, I have an idea, my adventurous self, my Aries is ready to do it. My Taurus is saying, wow, I have so many tools in my basket. I am so gifted and talented. I can make this happen. And the next piece is fertilizing those ideas, sharing them, getting it out there, as we might say, having a social media connection. Or maybe you don't want that at this moment. Writing the book, speaking it. In other words, Gemini says nothing will change until you start to what we call fertilize your ideas. In other words, sharing it with people who will expand and say yes, or even just putting your name out there. As I say, me putting my podcast, I don't know who I'm talking to, but I just have that joy that somewhere along the line, you and I are fertilizing each other with this inspirational ideas. So it's not my ideas. I'm hoping I stimulate you and you go, okay, she's fertilized my ideas by talking about that. That's what Gemini does. So Gemini is having a passion to share, a passion to move, which of course has been a challenge. We call it short journeys, a pattern to discuss, to learn. But that learning is not just reading more books. It only occurs when we have a relationship, an interaction with something else. And, you know, that's what's unfortunately not happening. Sometimes we just take in information, but it never moves anywhere. So take information is only there to inspire us to go, wow, this is going to move my energy. Information that just sits there and does nothing is going to cause you dementia. I can tell you that. So we don't need more information. The only reason that we read something or look at something is because it is inspiring us. It's motivating us to change. And that's what I'm hoping I'm doing for you. So that will be what I want to share with you today. What do I already know? Let's just have a recap. Pisces, what has been coming up in my dreams? What's been coming up in my intuition? What people have been calling me? What animals have I been meeting? Please do look at the other lovely course I have on Insight Timer, The Magic of Mother Nature, really vamping up that ability to be intuitive. But don't just be intuitive, do something with it. Aries, have that, take that risk. Put it out there. Start to see, wow, this could be fun to do it, because that's the energy. And then Taurus, what do I need to nurture this dream? What do I need to be secure, to be able to do this? And it doesn't have to be big. It can just be a small plot of land, as I talked about, my little tiny garden. I need a garden. I need some good soil. I can put my seeds in. Done. And then what needs to fertilize it? I need to let those seeds meet the sun. I need to speak to those seeds. I need to bring spirit into my garden. But more importantly, I'm speaking to you about what do you need to share with someone else? What's going on inside us? What we know about heart disease occurs because we never speak from our heart. So what are you wanting to share from your heart with someone? It may have nothing to do with the project. It may just be, this is an expression of me from my heart. Will you hear me? And with that, I do hear you. I hear you in my heart. I bless you. I send love to you. And may you be inspired to inspire others with everything that you are, in all your beauty that you've brought to this world. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the HeartSpeak Podcast with Dr. Christine Page. Please check out all HeartSpeak episodes in the podcast archive section on www.christinepage.com. HeartSpeak is also available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, and now playing on iHeartRadio. You can also watch the archive podcasts on YouTube. Connect with Christine on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook, including her newest Facebook group, The Great Mother Calling. Do share with family, friends, colleagues. Join us next time for another edition of HeartSpeak.